This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland. You got, oh man, Corey Majors. And the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, how we doing today? Welcome to the program.
Alec, I use, instead of the shift button, I always use caps lock. And I have to turn caps lock on and turn it off. And
I do that too.
And oh, you do?
Yeah.
Really? And we, dude, our job before this was to type. Like, we were typers back in the day. And so
it's true.
We were typers. So sometimes when I'm logging in, I type a lowercase word letter and then all uppercase, and that's not my password. And so it's going to take me a little bit to log in, guys.
Now, Alec, I'm also having login issues because the computer has said that going to Hotmail is too dangerous right now.
Is it too hot?
That's where
too
I have
much heat on it right now.
Look, I like the one where the computer warns you and they're like, hey, you really shouldn't go to this website.
Are you sure you want to go?
It's been compromised. And I'm like, yeah, I don't care. Gosh. I'm going to go ahead and go. But right here, it says attackers might be trying to steal your information on Hotmail.
Well, my Netflix account was tied to my Hotmail account.
Oh,
I still
yeah.
haven't gotten that fixed, by the way, because I know it's going to take so long. So I just still am like, well, I'll get to it at some point. Maybe I'll let my wife do it. Back to you.
Okay. I think I finally found a way where they said, hey, don't do this. And I was like, I'm going to take my chances on the work computer. So I should be okay. Alec, are you having any hacking issues this morning?
Surprisingly not. Usually I'm the one that's having the tech issues back here. You know, like these computers hate me because, I don't know, they're probably as old as me at this point. So yeah, it's usually me. So I'm feeling kind of glad today because, you know, I am going to take a beating later. So everything going my way right now is pretty awesome.
So I'm really glad that you brought that up. Let's talk about that for just a minute. Let's like fully pull back the curtain here.
All right.
I'm pretty sure that's going to happen. But also, Ricochet's plane is landing dangerously close to the time he's supposed to be on air.
Which we've experienced delays.
Sure.
And in-flight things.
So, like, could the flight be delayed? Could Ricochet insist that he really needs to eat or go to his hotel before he comes up here? If any of those things happen, Alec, this whole thing could fall apart and maybe Corey will end up chopping you.
Oh, but I don't want to do that.
I'm sure you don't.
Let's come up with a different segment instead.
All right.
Because I don't know how to chop. That's why. If I knew how to do it, I would probably want to.
Okay.
But I don't know how.
Just Google Gunther chop.
Oh, my gosh.
And there you go.
All right.
So I think it's going to happen, but I'm a little concerned that it's not like Ricochet has been here since yesterday and he's just going to drive up here. He's probably flying right now.
Alec, what I told Kevin earlier was, I have a feeling he's going to be here. And I asked him, does that make you feel better?
And it did.
And then I said, I also had a feeling that the Stars were going to win last night. All right. Does it make you feel better still, or is it balanced? Did it go negative, or did it just balance it out to zero now?
No, it went negative because you're on a cold streak.
Okay.
All right? You didn't tell me about any of your triumphs.
Yeah.
You just said, yeah, I thought the Stars were going to win last night.
I once told you that we were going to be in radio and have a long career in it. And so far, we're about 14 years in, almost 15 years. So
I'm going to be honest.
Does that make you feel better?
I thought that was one of the dumbest things he had ever said to me. And I was like, okay, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And guess what? I'll meet up for dinner with you, but it's not because I think we're going to have a burgeoning radio career. And you know what? There's plenty of people who probably wish that didn't happen.
Yeah, probably so. Tim Collins being one of them. That's our boss who hired us.
I wasn't expecting it. I thought you were referencing the other. You know what? Let's just pull all the curtains back. I thought you were referencing the other person who's in a side studio who didn't know that we could hear him. And this is somebody who worked for our station.
He currently works in this building.
In this building. And he goes, oh, it's KNC, the effing Golden Boys. Except he did not edit any of that. That's a real thing that happened this studio.
I don't even know why we had the other studio's sound up. It's not like we were spying on him. We just happened to hear it. And we were like, huh, all right. He is in this building still. And we love him. We still love him to this day.
Maybe he's listening right now. Maybe he's like,
he knows. Ooh. Yeah.
I might have missed on that one. All right. So, as is usually the case, you know what? It's also shout out Friday, 877-881-1053, Frankel Injury Attorney text line. If you want to send in your shout outs, and Corey seems doubly excited. I'm not sure why.
From the 469. Hey, Corey, I just wanted to confirm that you did get your gift card for success yesterday. And if you, in fact, did end up taking a nap from all the mental concentration. I actually couldn't nap. I had too many things to do after the show. I had to take Lucy to therapy and stuff like that. But I was exhausted. So exhausted I couldn't sleep last night. Have you ever been that tired where you can't fall asleep because you're so tired?
And it's super annoying. The other thing that your body does to you that's super annoying is if you have to get up at like 5 or 6, it's the worst. And all your body wants to do is sleep forever.
Yeah.
But then there's that day where you don't have anything to do in the morning. You could sleep probably as long as you want.
There's no way.
And then they wake you up at 5 or 6 o'clock and they're like, guess what? Yeah, your body and all of the intricate weavings in there. And they're like, you know what? Good luck getting back to sleep, you jerk.
So to the person from the 469 who texted that in and challenged me 2 days ago and then says that I clearly succeeded yesterday, I appreciate it. Now I got a question.
Tell me.
Did you like the show better yesterday, or do you like the show the way it is?
I don't really care for this show.
Okay.
So
yeah,
I'm probably
kind of been your
I'm
your
probably
MO
the
this.
Wrong person to ask.
Yeah. Alec, your feeling on that? Was I a better co-host yesterday?
I don't know. I feel like it was kind of the same in terms of production, but it was fun trying to get you to break that character.
I did see y'all trying to,
I think it was the most fun I had in a while. I can't speak for, you know, the product itself. I thought it sounded like a great show, you know, I really enjoyed watching you suffer.
Yeah, I wanted to say I get it when you guys are like, hey, let's mess with Kevin. Being on the other side of it, it is pretty
fun. For a whole show, not just a segment or two. Yeah.
It was pretty fun, and I enjoyed it. You know what I didn't enjoy last night?
We really have to do this. Hold on.
You know what?
Seriously.
Okay, just real quick, before you say this, the YouTube viewership count has gone up as we've just been BSing. So if it continues to go up with just nonsense, maybe we'll just skip it.
Yeah, my question to all the Tolos out there.
Did the Stars win?
Do you really want us to talk about sports today?
Oh my
god.
The whole day?
Or do you want us to take a load off all day long? Dude, you telling me that we couldn't talk not sports for every single segment?
We could. There might be a meeting afterwards.
I mean, there's definitely... No, it would be in the middle of the show. He would walk in, he'd kick the door open, and he'd be like, guys, y'all have not mentioned the Stars game from last night. We'd be like, yes, we did. Should we talk about the Stars game?
To be fair, that feels like a fair critique. Right? Of our sports show. Hey, you didn't talk about the Stars game at all.
Any sports conversations?
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, let's do it then.
All right, go ahead and give me cut number one, please.
Centering pass, Perry scores. Beautiful feed by McDavid.
Cut it off. Cut it off. I don't want to hear anymore.
See? All right. Here we go. Take a load off Friday.
Because not that long after that, cut number two happened. If you can go and play cut number two so we can really remind everybody how far behind we fell, how quickly.
Who has scored the only two goals for Dallas in the last three games. No one else in green has scored in 8 days. Here's another goal for Edmonton. Matthias Janmark.
You know what? Shut it down. Shut up. I'm tired of it.
Me too.
That's why Ottinger got pulled out of the game. And then it was fine for the rest of the first period. I guess play cut number three. We probably should.
Why?
Smelling blood here early on. It's out in front for Trent Frederick. Now it's Skinner, and he scores! Oh, my goodness.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yes. Jeff Skinner making his first appearance of the series, just his second career playoff game in 15 years in the league.
All right, so for most of the rest of the first period, can we all agree that the number one reason to watch that game was the two announcers arguing with each other
about whether or not it was the right decision?
Sometimes more overtly than other times.
Was it the right decision? Yes. I think it was a stupid decision.
And then, shout out to the announcer on the ice, who then kind of softened his stance once Ottinger was sitting right next to him.
That was wild.
He was like, no, you pull him. It's just not working.
It's ridiculous. He stunk out there.
And then Ottinger's sitting right next to him.
Hey, let me point out, like, he is right next to me, guys.
Yes.
So I am going to change a little bit of the way that I'm approaching this because he is right here.
And he goes, it's really tough when your defense is not protecting you, when you get put on the penalty kill straight away. And I was like, oh, man, we sure have softened that stance with Ottinger sitting right next to us, which I do get. Absolutely.
Woolchuck has requested on Twitter that we take a load off. So he said, please take a load off.
Dropped by seven since we started talking about stars.
All right. Okay. This is where it's tough, you know? This is thumbs up, thumbs down, gladiator style right now in the middle of a segment.
You know what? From the 817, let's just take a load off and talk about college softball and baseball. I bet you thought that I wasn't ready for this.
I am.
I take you to cut number 16. It looks like mighty Oklahoma is going now. It's not meaning they're out of the tournament. But
when you say mighty, you mean mighty. They are freaking
awesome. Supposedly
they've
only won, I think, four in a row. It feels like they've won 17 championships in a row at softball. They're down 3-1 It looks like all is lost. Are they going to start this bracket with a loss? Could upstart Tennessee be the team that's going to drive through? Could it be Texas? Who knows? Give me cut number 16 with two people on base.
Sends it out deep center field. Ella Parker walks it off for Oklahoma.
I want to point out, Kevin, in the year 2000, OU won their first Women's College World Series championship.
Okay.
They did not win again for 13 years-ish. Because in 2013, they won their second title. Since then, they've won seven. Since 2013, they've won seven.
It does feel like they win every year.
Softball titles. And that walk-off yesterday, I was at the gym whenever I was watching, and I was like, man, this pitcher for Tennessee's giving up nothing. Like, this OU, I was so concerned about him. I think Sam Landry is an awesome pitcher. I love watching her. That was a really, actually, if you love excitement, that was the game for you yesterday.
Yeah.
If you hate players celebrating, never watch girls softball. All right, Kevin, they chant the whole game. They rally the whole time. After every play, they're getting up saying LFG. Like, they are just constantly celebrating. So if you don't like your athletes on a baseball or softball field celebrating, do not watch softball.
From the 817, I'm assuming this is in the effort of being fair. Make sure you play clips of Texas. We're not going to do that right now because if you go back to yesterday's game, we were essentially live discussing or FCC allowed.
Kevin was giving you live
delayed
reports.
Discussing of the Texas game. Like, we covered that in almost real time.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like we gave Texas softball plenty of shine yesterday.
Yeah,
fair?
Texas got a lot of love yesterday, and then OU started like right as our show was ending. I think Broaddus walked in. I was like, man, this OU pitcher, she's really good. And Broaddus goes, they're about to lose. And I was sitting there going, they are. Like, the whole game, I was like, they are going to lose this, and Broaddus is going to be right. And then finally, the team that I was rooting for, they actually did something, Kevin, unlike the Stars.
Yeah, it was weird to see a team that you like hit a 3-run home run.
To walk off and win? Yeah. Yeah, like, to hit a home run at all, to have runners on base? Yeah, that was
awesome. What kind of magic is this? Look, the parallels between the Stars struggling scoring and the Rangers struggling scoring for, I don't know, like the entire season are not lost on me. And the fact that the Stars scored 3 goals in a game that they lost is somewhat confusing.
Yeah,
shout out to Jason Robertson for scoring twice, one game after I said he would score 2 goals. I was disappointed because I said before game 4 he would score 2 goals. He scored 1 goal. And then in this game, he scored 2 goals, and I will say that it felt like Jason Robertson was almost single-handedly responsible for my excitement level in the game yesterday. Although Roope hints, whether it was scoring the goal or whether it was showing that he and Connor McDavid are by far the fastest 2 skaters in the NHL.
God, that was fun to watch.
Those parts were exciting.
Yes, there were things in that game that if you just like were watching it, you were like, oh, this is a lot of fun. Robertson specifically, I know you were taking a lot of joy in that because we've been calling for him.
Yes, for sure.
I do want to point out, go back and look at every single goal and what did he have plenty of with all of those.
A little bit of space,
a little bit of time. And that's what the Stars' problem is. They are looking for too much time, looking for too much space.
Totally agree.
And not being, you know, they talked about it with the Corey Perry goal. He's so physical. He's so gritty. He's, you know, if you're winning, you know, you can use all these good words. But he gets in that, and he leans in to make something happen. And the Stars are like, I need to lean away from you. And that's going to have to be a difference for this team. Somebody said yesterday when they texted in, they said, I feel like the Stars play stick defense instead of real defense.
Ooh, and if you go, fascinating.
I watched it a little differently last night, and I was like, man, they're right. They try to put their stick out there, and that's how they get in trouble. Maverick Bork's situation was an experience. Clear as day.
We had 2 high-sticking penalties that just felt very like,
one of them wasn't high-sticking. One of them I thought was ridiculous and stupid. The Maverick Bork one was a dumb, inexperienced mistake.
Because it kind of looked like, I know he wasn't, but it kind of looked like he was like, I'm in a playoff game, I'm going to spin my stick. and then accidentally hit somebody in the face. Are you right on the second one where it hit him in the visor and he acted like he had gotten shot?
Yes.
And you're like, okay.
When you rewatched that, you were like, did it even hit you?
Balance it out with an embellishment penalty.
He was like, oh.
That was some acting right
and
there.
Kane did enough. Him by himself, he rolled out there. He's a really good player. We know that. But he rolled out there and just beat up the Stars on his own. Yeah. That was ridiculous.
Yes, the Star season is at an end. I know lots of people are going to have lots of opinions. I promise we are going to talk about the game more all throughout the day. But right now, I'm sad. And I'll give you a spoiler for something that I think we're going to talk about next week. And people can argue with me all day. And I totally get it. And it's fine. The Star season was a disappointment. And you're not going to change my mind about that. Like, I'm going to cut off one of these arguments that I know is going to come up. Who would you think is disappointed if it was the Cowboys season? No, because the Cowboys never get this far. So I would be amazed that they got that far. That is the burden of raised expectations.
That's true.
When you make it to two straight Western Conference finals, then guess what I'm going to think? It's Stanley Cup or bust. They didn't win the Stanley Cup. Instead, they stalled out for a third time in the Western Conference Finals. So I'll just tell you this. I think the Stars season is a disappointment.
Yeah, I agree with you. Do you also credit Edmonton? This is maybe the most difficult by everybody out there. This is very difficult for Kevin to do.
I really do hate. Edmonton is a damn fine team. I'll definitely not be rooting for them in the Stanley Cup Final. Partially because I want Canada to continue to not win the Stanley Cup. They're a damn fine team. But, I shouldn't have said but. Edmonton is a damn fine team. One of the issues that I run into is earlier in the show yesterday, what did we do? We asked Brian Ray to remind the Stars that the third period exists.
Yeah.
They got zero shots on goal in the last, I think, 15 or 16 minutes of the third period. After 3 shots on goal, 4 shots on goal. I will absolutely credit some of that to the Edmonton defense. But you can't tell me that Edmonton's defense is so good that they were responsible for all 16 minutes with no shots on goal. Then how have they ever given up a goal?
Oh, yeah, they definitely did a good job of playing keep away late. I know we got to go, but there's a lot more to discuss throughout
the day.
And
we will throughout the day. I agree with that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.